This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Fridays mean the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments on the program today, brought to you by PetroServe USA. A lot of Lenten specials today. Friday, fish and fries in Valley City, exit 292. PetroServe USA is the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Three-piece fish fry basket in Hartwood today. Fish sandwiches, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, I-29, NP Avenue. How about this? Cod filet or pollock filet in Glendon? Who's getting hungry here? Euland has meatballs or fish sandwich. So PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, fine sponsor of What's on Your Mind. 7 past the hour, Senator Cramer, welcome back for another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Well, thanks for having me. It's good to be back. It's good to be back home, actually, in Bismarck. And I'm sitting in my office here in the William Guy Federal Building and doing the show. So good to be here.
Good to have you. So Kevin has a special guest for the first half hour of the program today that I'll have you introduce in a moment. And your questions or comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall about any topic, certainly welcome. We'll start those at the bottom of the hour. Any questions specific to energy and our topic for the first half hour, welcome as well. 701-258-0550 or text us at 701-237-1590. Introduce your guest. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So I think a lot of our listeners, of course, remember the good old days, right? It wasn't very long ago when we had a country led by President Donald Trump that was not just energy independent, but energy dominant, net exporter. We were on a roll. Our economy is strong. Our country was safe, and everyone was working at high-paying jobs, and we were on a roll. But during that time, I had a little bit of help, of course. And one of the people that I grew to not just know, but really love and appreciate was Dan Brouillette, who, of course, was the deputy Secretary of Energy for a couple of years under Rick Perry, and then he became the Secretary and did a fantastic job. We've maintained our friendship. In fact, just earlier this week, and this is why Dan is on the show with us today, earlier this week, he and I participated, along with some other senators and former Secretary of the Interior, Dave Bernhardt, participated in an energy conference as part of the Western Caucus, which is a bicameral, bipartisan caucus of West, largely made up of, as you might imagine, of members from Western states. And he participated in that. Of course, the timing is everything. Obviously, energy is at the forefront of so much today. And the juxtaposition of things that Dan has been talking about for a long time, the potential for things is honest like a, you know, like an earthquake. And that, of course, includes the role of energy security in the national security realm, especially. But I would also add to that the environmental realm, the economy world. I mean, it's all coming together, and America's excellence has never been on display like it is today, nor has the lack of American leadership in many respects. So we just thought it'd be really great to have Dan come on and spend some time today talking about energy policy in the past and looking forward. Dan is currently working continues to work in the energy sector, of course, but especially in the gas sector. I'll let him describe some of that, because I think natural gas has really taken center stage globally as a tool, both a tool for peace and a weapon for war. And so with that, Mr. Secretary, just really great to have you on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall this Friday. Thanks for taking the time to do it. Thanks for all of your service as well, including in the military prior to what you're doing today. So thank you. and welcome.
I'm not hearing Dan, Daniel. Mr. Secretary, can you hear us? How about now? Because it sounds like I just heard. Yeah, now we can hear you.
Oh, now you can hear me. Sorry about that. I must have been in a bad area. My apologies.
Not a problem. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, Senators Wilkow, for that kind introduction. I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you, even more importantly, for your friendship over the years. I miss working with you. Miss it very much. And it was great to see you this week in Washington to talk to you and some of the senators from the Western Caucus about the thing that I think is on most Americans' minds today, frankly. It's energy policy, and what are we doing about it? You know, Americans are facing record pricing in the gasoline market, in the diesel market, and they're feeling the pain of the lack of leadership, candidly, from the United States with regard to energy policy. But thanks for the kind introduction. If you don't mind, I'll just tell you a little bit about what I'm working on today, a little bit about what I'm doing, and from there, I'm happy to take whatever questions you might have.
You bet. Give us an update.
That's perfect.
Okay, great. Well, since leaving office, I moved down to Houston, Texas. I run an energy company there. It's known as Sempra Infrastructure, and it's focused on the export of natural gas from the United States. So we own some of the largest LNG export facilities, one being in Louisiana, my home state, which I'm very proud of, but also a few that we're developing down in Texas, as well as on the west coast of Mexico. So we're trying to serve the Asian market. It's an exciting time to be in this business, as you might imagine, with the events in Europe, which are absolutely catastrophic with regard to Russia and Ukraine. But as we look at that, we feel here at Sempra Infrastructure, and I think most Americans feel, that we have an obligation to help our allies in Europe. And that's what we're preparing to do. So to the extent that we can lessen the dependency on Europe, Germany in particular, on Russian gas, we stand ready to assist our European allies, to assist our neighbors and our longtime friends there with the provision of U.S. Gas and U.S. LNG. And that's what we're working on. So we're very excited about that. But I'm glad to be here today. I look forward to chatting with you.
Senator Cramer and I talked recently with President Trump, and I want to ask you a question I asked him, because this American energy dominance policy that President Trump put in before he was even president, said, here's what I'll do, and ultimately did exactly what he said he would do, and you were in charge at the Energy Department of implementing, has been undone literally brick by brick in the last, 13 months. It's almost hard to realize how quickly this has happened. What is it like to watch that? I mean, how frustrating is it to see that happen? And until really Ukraine and the price of gas going up, nobody really even paying attention, other than the industry itself. What's that been like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, there's an emotional element to this, and it's painful to watch a lot of good work be undone. And as Senator Cramer mentioned in his lead-in, President Trump had a lot of help in doing this, and it was not just from folks like me who served in his cabinet, but it was frankly from, the delegation from North Dakota. Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven were... I cannot overstate how important their work was in the United States Senate in helping us to accomplish some of the things that we accomplished. I mean, as you guys know, the United States became the largest oil and gas producer in the world, given the policies that we were able to implement during those 4 years. We surpassed Russia. We surpassed Saudi Arabia. Those are important elements, not only for our energy security here in the United States, but for our foreign policy and for the national security of America. And, it's important that we go back and look at those lessons and look and see what we did right. And, some, we won't pretend that we got everything right, but look at those policies and determine whether or not it's necessary for us, given the events in Europe, to return to some of them. I think the answer to that question is easily yes. And, I would hope that this administration, as they move forward and deal with the events of today, will recognize that and perhaps return to some of these policies.
I would agree with the Secretary that the yes is the answer, but the how is the bigger lift, Senator.
Yeah, no question about it. In fact, I think it's the perfect launching off point to ask Dan, in both in his previous life and the expertise he's gained in that, and now he's actually putting it to good commercial market use. And he's specifically in charge of natural gas infrastructure. Infrastructure seems to be the one part of the value chain where if we had more, we could do a lot more. And I know your focus is on export infrastructure, Mr. Secretary, but maybe give us a little bit of a view of what's possible in the short term and in the midterm, and what does it take to make the types of investments that allow us to both produce more oil and gas and then to be able to export it as a tool of peace rather than a weapon of war.
And hold that thought, if you would, Dan. We'll do it right after the break here. We're just going to a break. I would add also, when it pertains to infrastructure, just how difficult the eco-terrorists make building infrastructure when it has anything to do with fossil fuels. So it is a question I'm looking forward to hearing your answer on. We'll do that. Secretary Brulette, who was, of course, Donald Trump's energy secretary.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. All month long at a PetroServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, PetroServe USA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers. Local move, somewhere within the state, beyond wherever you're going. You want to talk to our friends at Action Movers, who have incredible technology now to make that estimate so easy and get you a quick answer on what it's going to be. And, of course, they're North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, but they're family-owned and veteran-owned, too, with professionally trained and background-checked movers and crew. 701-566-5532. Call them at 566-5532. Get that process rolling. Just mentioned Scott to take advantage of the great offers from our friends at Action Movers.
Action with two A's. That's right. That's real action right there. Okay, Secretary Brilliant, go ahead and answer Kevin's question here about the infrastructure piece.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Well, I think, you know, we can take a couple of steps, and, you know, you can rank them in the order of priority that you would like. But one of the first ones we can do is exactly what Senator Cramer wrote about just this week. It's to encourage the finance community to stop discriminating against the lending of companies that produce fossil fuels here in America and around the world. You know, there's been an active movement in the ESG to prevent financing to these important companies. And I have talked about this as secretary. I talked about it as deputy secretary. And, you know, both Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven were right there with me each step of the way as we identified this problem. They began efforts in the Senate to help address it. But it's important that the administration take steps with regard to this issue. Some of the recent nominees of this administration, I think, have been very vocal against the fossil fuel industry. Yeah, thankfully, some of them are not going to make it through the process. But nonetheless, it's that type of messaging that comes from potential regulators, if not actual regulators, that chills the financing for these important projects, and they're very large. So the liquefaction projects, for instance, that we have developed here at Sempra Infrastructure, these are 10, 11, 12, 13, sometimes more billions of dollars that these private companies are investing in these facilities. And it's not easy to raise that kind of money with regulatory uncertainty facing the industry. So it's important that you know, we address it squarely, and that we resolve it quickly. And I think that's one of the steps that the administration could do. Another step would be just quite simply, with regard to things like the Department of Energy or the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or the FERC as we refer to it, you know, create policies that eliminate uncertainty around things like greenhouse gas emissions or what is known as life cycle analysis of carbon emissions. I think the industry is strongly supportive of doing the things that we think are important to do for the American people, and that is capture methane, eliminate methane emissions, make sure that we can produce the greenest energy that we know how to produce with the technology available. We're fully supportive of all of that and want to continue doing it. But what we need at this point in time, at least with regard to things like pipeline infrastructure, which are obviously important to getting the product to market, is clarity on the regulatory policy and the elimination of uncertain or perhaps subjective tests or standards that the FERC or DOE or others would establish. Those things are not helpful when it comes, again, to raising money to build this infrastructure.
Senator Cramer, you want to add anything to that from the Secretary?
So, of course, we did work on... obviously, when he was there, and we continue to work on some of those things now while we're swimming upstream. But the moment has presented itself in the form of Vladimir Putin, in the form of a more united Europe that is saying, okay, we're willing to cut ourselves off from Russian natural gas and oil, but who's going to be there to fill it in for us? Now, we're going into the spring season, so they have a little bit of a reprieve. But my question, I think, for you, Mr. Secretary, would be, how much time do we have to fill in some of the some of the demand that's going to come in the fall and the winter in Europe from the United States, or for that matter from other parts of the world that don't involve or don't include Vladimir Putin? Because I do sense from Europe, our European allies, they're looking to us for some help. Everybody knows we have the product. Everyone knows we have the ingenuity and the ability, the innovations to produce and provide the product. But just this week, many people in the Democratic Party member leadership, leaders particularly of the AOC socialist wing of the party, are calling on the president to declare a climate crisis emergency and then to shut off all exports of American energy. So, what's your sense of the timeline, the opportunity here in terms of the short term and midterm?
I think the window is very short, Senator, to be honest. I mean, we have less than a year to turn this around and to get it right. And what I mean by that is to establish the right regulatory posture here in the United States, to send strong signals to the banks, strong signals to American industry that we are going to support this effort to support Europe. But it takes a very robust effort, and it's a very, very short window. My personal guess is that, you know, the events in Ukraine are going to come to an end sometime, you know, this year. I don't know the outcome. I can't predict the future, just as some of the AOC type folks can't predict that the world's going to end in 9 years. I don't know exactly where that's going to end up, but I do think you're right. We have a moment in time to correct some of the errors that were made, I think, by European policymakers over the course of the last decade or so. Everybody, I should say this very clearly, everybody wants clean air and everybody wants clean water. This is not a debate. You know, we all understand the importance of stewardship of our environment. But what the Europeans did over the course of the last 10 years was that they placed climate change at the center of their energy policy, and they ignored energy security. And I think today we're seeing some of the consequences of that. So we have a moment in time where we can rebalance that equation and say, yes, we're for environmental goals. Yes, we want to clean up the industry. Yes, we want the greenest possible energy that we can have. But we also want security, both national security and economic security and energy security. So, I mean, it's important that we balance that equation. But, you know, the window, in my view, is we have perhaps a year to do that. So we don't want to miss this opportunity.
Last question I want to ask you. North Dakota has a lot of natural gas, as I know you're familiar, and of course 93% of that is captured right now. And your push for more liquefied natural gas, U.S. produced or LNG going to foreign markets, a great opportunity for more American dominance here. How quickly could this moment be used for more of that?
Oh, we could certainly ramp up our export facilities and our export opportunities. I mean, there. I'm aware of at least four permits that are currently sitting at the Department of Energy that would authorize additional exports from the United States. It's important that those permits move forward. These are permits that have gone through the entire process, the entire regulatory process, meaning they have their impact statements, their environmental impact statements. They have their final FERC orders. All of the hard work has been done. All that's required now is a signature from the Department of Energy to allow these exports to move forward. And they announced yesterday that they moved forward on two permits. We applaud that, but there's more to do, and we hope that they approve that. I've been working with folks like Mr. Harold Hamm and others. I met with him a few weeks ago in Oklahoma City. He tells me that there's plenty of gas in the Bakken that they would love to get down to the Gulf Coast. If we can move forward on these export authorizations and perhaps move forward with some additional pipeline capacity, we could be moving this gas in relatively short order.
It's pretty obvious, and hopefully the consumer is going to be as active in this as, the green climate action religion eco-terrorist camp, for sure. Mr. Secretary, great to catch up with you again. Always appreciate your access as Secretary, and Senator Kramer is going to stick around for another half hour, talk with our listeners. We thank you for bringing your expertise today. God bless.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're learning more about a head-on collision in Texas that killed members of a college golf team, NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Lansbury.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel of the pickup truck.
Nine people in all perished in West Texas Tuesday night. An early investigation revealed that the truck had a spare wheel on its driver's side front. That spare tire seemed to have failed, causing the truck to swerve in front of the van. Lucas Denny, who allegedly formed a militia he dubbed the Proud Boys of North Texas, pled guilty on Thursday to a single count of assaulting or resisting police during January 6. Presidents Biden and Jinping are meeting virtually this hour. While Chinese state media has stepped away from primarily pro-Russian coverage of the war in Ukraine, they do continue to blame the United States for the war. The White House says China is helping Russia skirt past U.S. sanctions with money and war materials. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Mind. It is 28 before the top of the hour. More with Senator Kevin Cramer till the top of the hour. Your questions or comments are welcome. 701-258-0550. It seems to me that nothing can be done or will be done of any significance here as long as you have a Biden regime, right? I mean, the permits are a prime example. Oh, we want to help. We want to help them not have Russian oil, not have German. Just be able to fill in the backfill here from Russia, and then we don't approve permits. Same thing on the leases are issued on federal lands. Yeah, we've got. Well, what about the permits? So this is a kabuki dance. They're not going to do anything, are they, Kevin?
Well, they're not unless you get enough pressure from people. And this, you made the point. I mean, the American public has to continue to insist through its elected officials, and it is making a difference, Scott. I mean, just imagine, just this week alone. Now, I'm on the banking committee, as you know, and we just approved through the banking committee a number of Fed nominees. I didn't vote for them all. Voted for a couple of them, including Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. But one had to be pulled. What she did is she pulled herself because she didn't have enough votes to get confirmed. And that's Sarah Bloom Raskin. She was put up by President Trump or President Biden to be the vice chair of the Fed for supervision. Very powerful, very important position. But she's radical on climate stuff. She wrote things like, we need to fundamentally change the economy of the country if we're going to deal with climate. The Federal Reserve should use its authorities to insist on climate action, which, of course, is nowhere near their authority. They have authority to do two things. And fortunately, Joe Manchin announced his opposition, which meant she couldn't get 50 votes, and she took her name off. Now, a few weeks prior to that, we had a similar situation with a graduate of Moscow University that Joe Biden nominated to be the comptroller of the currency. I mean, she has written outlandish, radical things. She, too, couldn't make the cut, even with Democrats. And what's happening is mainstream Democrats who can read polls and political tea leaves are feeling this heat and this radical agenda. And it's on full display. I keep coming back to this, but the Ukrainian situation is demonstrating what happens when you make yourself completely dependent on a despot for your energy policy. And by the way, Europe is complicit in a lot of this, as Secretary Bouillet pointed out. But when you consider that just this week, at the same time as this is happening, the radicals in the Democratic Party are also pressuring him to declare a climate emergency so that he can end all exports, end all drilling on federal lands and offshore. I mean, this lease argument alone, Scott, 75% of the federal leases are being used. It's not a joke. They actually are being used. But you get to the heart of it, and that is they slow walk the permitting. And in fact, it used to be, it's always been, that the local BLM office, Bureau of Land Management office, or the regional BLM office, in our case, in Billings, we have one in Dickinson Lansing as well. They're responsible for looking at the APDs, the applications for permits to drill, and then they issue them. This administration has required all of them to come to Washington. All of the applications come to Washington, go to the Deputy Secretary of the Department of the Interior for that person's sign-off. So this is what they're doing. They talk one way and act another. But the gig is sort of up, Scott. That's sort of my point. The gig is sort of up. But that's why I asked Ann the question about how wide open is the window? How much time do we have to respond and restore this this? The energy dominance that is both national and environmentally secure as well.
I want to go lightning around on some questions that came in before, and then we'll get to some calls as well.
Sure.
One was the obvious to this listener and caller, and I think to many of us, fact that this is beyond incompetence. This is impeachable. This is just a destruction of the country. And his point was this should be obvious to everyone. My point was, well, as much as it is with a Democratic Congress, that's never going to happen. But if Republicans take over in November, will one of the things you would advocate they do with it is to, impeach these guys? I mean, I think some Democrats would be like, yeah, please, please do this, Republicans.
Sure.
Please, save us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's unfortunately that might be what would happen is it would save them because impeachment rarely works out for the party that does it. But remember, impeachment's a conviction of something. It's not the overturning of election. It's a conviction. It's a legal thing. There has to be a high crime and misdemeanor. And being really dumb and incompetent is not a crime, unfortunately. The bad political philosophy is not a crime. Not agreeing with somebody is not a crime. So a lot of this stuff is stuff that they're doing. As long as they're doing it within the law, when you're the duly elected representative, whether it's a member of Congress or the president, impeachment isn't necessarily the route that you can go. Plus, it wouldn't be successful. You'd need 60 votes in the Senate to convict somebody. And by the way, impeachment is a House thing. Conviction is a Senate thing. So the House would have to bring up articles of impeachment. It's a high bar to cross. So if there's an impeachable offense, we ought to get right after it. And there may be some. Let's not forget, the New York Times today had to admit that Hunter Biden's laptop is real and validated the emails on them. So there's still plenty of things that could be impeachable. But the more important thing is we have to govern the nation. And we're going to win some elections. Certainly we'll have a majority in the House. I think to maybe the texter or the caller's point is the House will undoubtedly take up some oversight. They will take up some investigations, and they ought to investigate lots of things. They ought to investigate what is going on with these revelations that Russia has been funneling money to the Green New Deal crowd to help them push for unrealistic energy policy in the United States so Russia can dominate the world with its dirty energy. That's called Russian collusion with the political left, something that they did an impeachment over related to Ukraine, very loosely organized, obviously, but it also didn't lead to a conviction. So I think there's going to be a lot of oversight, and there certainly will be in the Senate as well if the Senate changes hands.
Two others that had to do with Ukraine. Quick answers here, if you don't mind, so we can get these calls. Wanted an update on Groshans, the farmer, the North Dakota farmer. Somebody said they just haven't heard anything for a while. How are the efforts coming in getting him back to the U.S.?
Sure. So it's a daily thing. Both Senator Hoeven and I have very regular conversations, both with our State Department officials, all the way up to some of the highest levels. And we continue to fight for that. I continue to work very closely with Ukrainian officials as well. I'm going to leave it at that. I think that's always best, but we continue in the fight. As far as we know, he is still detained in Kyiv.
Okay, but it sounds like Groundhog Day. We're fighting, we're asking, Ukrainians, we're asking our State Department, are you getting any better
answers? Scott, just so you know, we won't negotiate this on the radio. Just so you know, so it will always sound like Groundhog Day until the day he's released.
Right.
I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
Next one said, let's not forget, you mentioned the laptop. A lot of that leads back to Ukraine and connections with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in Ukraine. And said, look, there is a lot of corruption in Ukraine. Are we sure that there isn't, you know, a lot of these dollars being skimmed off for Zelensky's buddies? What kind of accountability on the dollars that are going over there is what the listener is asking is in place?
Sure. Sure. So Ukraine's a very interesting place, and the listener makes a valid point. Ukraine is a democracy. It is sovereign. They do elect their officials, whether they are corrupt or not corrupt. They do elect them, and Zelensky's a good example of that. He defeated an incumbent by quite a large margin. So they have that kind of an open system. So they look a little bit like the United States, but they still also look an awful lot like Russia. They have oligarchs. They have, as it's been described to me by people in the State Department, they have a certain swath of corruption that's almost considered allowable. You know, in other words, as long as they stay within this much corruption, that's, you know, they're sort of okay. But at the end of the day, voters do have something to say about it. So how do we know there's, you know, in a situation like they're in now, in a crisis like they're in now, when we're sending, largely we're sending munitions. We're not sending necessarily a lot of cash. It has a cash value. But when we send Stingers and when we send javelins, if we send, you know, ammunition rounds and things like that, or humanitarian aid, usually being delivered by humanitarian organizations, there's a little bit more of a pipeline, if you will, there than if you're just sending cash. If you're sending cash to a dictator somewhere and he's going to distribute it in the form of food aid to his people, there's a pretty good chance he's taking a lot of it. That's not the case here. You also, I mean, let's face it, there's an awfully bright spotlight on what's going on in Ukraine right now.
Let's go to Don in Elgin, North Dakota here for Senator Kevin Cramer. Been waiting a while to weigh in. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, guys. This doesn't really pertain to the senator so much as you, Scott, I guess. Is there any way we can get somebody from the DOT or something out here to on the show to talk about the spring road restrictions? We've got such high fuel prices going on right now. We've got farmers that are going crazy with product that needs to be moved, and these road restrictions are going to cost us even more with the trucks. I don't know really, you know, if I go with some of these farms where I have to pick up and I have to go and I'm on a load restricted road, I'm going from like 65,000 pounds in the trailer down to 55. So I'm going to have to come back more often, yeah. You know, instead of taking 10 loads, I want to come back for 11 or 12 loads. It's going to cost me more. Is there any way we can get the restrictions taken off for this year?
And sometimes, by the way, they're used as weapons by the county as well. But in his case, he's talking about NDDOT. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea coming into the spring like we're going to have here with this situation that, would be to have somebody on that could talk about the ramifications of that. Obviously, there's a risk reward here and DOT as well as the truckers and the farmers themselves have to weigh all of that. But, what we don't want to do is tear up a whole bunch of roads that we have to spend a whole bunch of money rebuilding, because then you might lose a year. So, but yeah, the best thing would be to have somebody from state DOT and or counties come on and talk about it.
Clint Bismarck, go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Good morning. I'm calling about the credit score system, which uses environmental, social, and governance, commonly referred to as ESG. I don't think it's talked about enough. And Mike Lindell, who I don't care what anyone thinks of Mike Lindell, this is soon to affect you in North Dakota. The Minnesota Bank and Trust, part of the Heartland Group, which has banks all over the country, has shut his accounts down. And
they actually don't think they've shut his accounts down. They threatened to. Who needs to be called out?
Tom Cardell from the Minnesota Bank and Trust.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We'll and Senator Cramer's on the banking committee. Good question, Clint. We'll get an answer.
Scott, you're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation. There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On your mind, powered by OnBuickGMC.com. 1500s, the Sierras, those nice new pickups, the 2022s are almost out. You can order yours right now. Meanwhile, new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Hurry before those are gone. Those come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, complimentary, free of charge, just to give you some peace of mind on that. And most of the over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs that are all clearly marked, priced to sell. Lots of different makes and models. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Senator Kramer. Clint's question, first on the credit scores tied to, yeah, to ESGs.
So he talked about ESGs. That's environmental, social, governance standards. $1 in $3 invested today through these large investment firms are ESG-related investments. And so this is exactly why I introduced the Fair Access to Banking Act, which now has 34 co-sponsors, makes it illegal for banks that are federally insured to deny financing to legal commerce. You cannot categorically exclude entire industries because you have a woke group of investors or a bunch of 28-year-olds that are working for you. Nothing against 28-year-olds. I know some that are smart, but boy, oh boy. This is why I wrote an op-ed this week. It's in the Hill. This is why I helped get a couple of important Fed nominees killed in terms of their confirmation. Because it's just gone crazy. Now this week, you're hearing about the SEC doing the very same thing. They actually announced last year that they were going to use their statutory authority to require a climate risk as part of their disclosures. So this is a huge movement that is sending very chilling messages to capital markets, private capital markets, public capital markets, everywhere except other places in the world. Of course, this is something that, again, our competitors take advantage of, and this is why we need to turn it around. And this is why, frankly, Scott, you know, I'm doing hosting with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, participating with them today, right after this show, on a very large format to talk with producers and supply chain, value chain, as well as the Federal Reserve and others, the media, to talk about this very issue of chilling messages and what do we have to do to get a better message sent so the capital will follow American energy as opposed to going to, let me give you one example. BlackRock is probably the worst of the worst of the big banks. Larry Fink won't even return my calls. Now, most of the others do. As you know, I started the Bully Pulpit series. Goldman Sachs CEO came, the Bank of America CEO came, others are scheduled to come. But Larry Fink from BlackRock, he's all about this ESG thing, brags about it all the time. Guess what? He's losing a whole bunch of money because he invested in Russian energy. That hypocrisy is very rich, and so Clint's making a very important and valid point.
And by the way, that town hall with Neil Kashkari, who's the regional Fed chair down in Minneapolis, and Ron Ness, the Petroleum Council, and Senator Kramer, we'll have on our social media, so if you want to pay attention. But I mean, the capital markets are the key. That's how drilling happens. That's how these problems get solved. That's how we have American energy dominance. So
it's also what they use to stop it. They starve the industry of capital.
They can't get anything done politically on this front, and when legislators are in Congress, so they go about it another way. And by the way, their shareholders are asking for it in too high of numbers too.
Right.
I just saw a thing today about the proxies for 2022. 21%, highest number of all the shareholder proxies, are on climate action. So they're demanding it, and it's all the 30 somethings that work for these companies. So that's a underlying problem as well. I got a call from Senator Ole Larson during the break, and he said all truckers that are in the position of that farmer who called need to ask the NDDOT about a pilot project the NDTOP, the ND, Department of Transportation, has within their purview that the legislature put in. And it basically is, I'll just keep it as simple as I can. Canada, South Dakota, other places allow you to say how much per axle. And if you do it per axle, like 12,000 pounds per axle, these aren't a problem. There aren't restrictions, and there is a pilot project to align that right now. So ask them about the pilot project because the tools are there, and you don't need a permit or anything. Texter says, Scott, please don't shorten this. Read it to Senator Kramer. Who were you voting on behalf of when you decided not to join Chip Roy and Mike Lee on not supporting any finance bill that included COVID mandates? It's also very disingenuous to use the military as a scapegoat for making such an anti-conservative vote, especially when the mandates are getting our military fired. There is nothing more conservative than our individual sovereignty. You pledge before God to stand up against those who fight against those rights, whether it be our government, our employer, our teachers, or our doctors. Today, a Canadian trucker is more constitutional than any U.S. senator or representative that didn't join Chip Roy and Mike Lee.
Well, I don't know anything about Chip Roy and Mike Lee's, but I did introduce one that does exactly that. John Hovind and I both did, as well as every other vaccine mandate bill. Both John Hovind and I have 100% voting record and all that. So I don't know what he's talking about. Now, there are a lot of people that introduce You know, you might have 10 versions of the same bill introduced by different people because they want their name on it, or they, you know, who knows, for whatever reason. We try to get on as many of them as we can, support them when we can. The result at the end of it, however. Yeah, I prefer a result as opposed to a point.
And that dam seems to be breaking. You see some Democrats even agreeing.
No question. We just won one this week. We just overturned one this week in the Senate. We got 57 votes. 8 Democrats voted with us on the mask mandate for transportation. A CRA that I was a co-sponsor of, that actually passed the Senate. We passed one a couple weeks ago on a vaccine mandate. The problem, of course, is the House probably won't do it, and if they did, the president would veto it. So again, we need to make a difference. We can't just make a point. We need to do both. Sometimes a point leads to a difference.
Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir. We'll be watching the interesting conversation on capital access in these times when we need it to get American energy dominance back.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.